Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We will talk to ESPN.com Washington Commanders insider John Keim coming up at 7:20. Of course, the Commanders draft Jaden Daniels. He was the second quarterback selected, but six went in the top 12, five in the top 10, four in the top eight.
That's a record, right? It's got to be a record.
Yep. You knew that the conventional wisdom was that Drake May was going to go number three, but after that, you didn't know what was going to happen, whether J.J. McCarthy would be the next quarterback drafted. I think most people thought J.J. was going to be drafted next. It instead was Michael Penix Jr.
By
the surprise team. Was he goes to the team that just paid Kirk Cousins $40 million a year for four seasons.
Yeah.
I think two of the years is pretty guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a shocker, but I don't completely hate it. Now, it's a rich price. You're picking in the top 10 for a quarterback.
You're going to pay a backup quarterback, what, $23 million?
Understood, but what if Kirk stumbles coming back from the injury? And yeah. What if your mindset is, we're going to let this guy sit for a year, maybe 2 years, develop him, let him fully learn the system, grow here, and then when Kirk leaves?
Yeah, but you just said, doesn't make sense based on what you just said. You said, what if Kirk isn't ready? Then they would have to play Penix immediately.
Because you could play him, though, because he's experienced.
I know, but he just said he's got a plan of sitting him for a year or two.
It doesn't conflict. Well, I think that's the plan, is have him sit. But if he does get hurt, you've got a stud first-rounder to replace him with.
It's a good plan B, but if Kirk is healthy and they're going to the playoffs every year and maybe winning divisions, why wouldn't you keep him for more than 2 years?
They might.
And are you going to just play Penix when he's 27?
Well, then it'll end up being a wasted pick. Yeah. But I think
it could be, but we don't know.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and I tweeted this last night. I don't think this is like a Kenny Pickett draft, or I told you day one, way before, I didn't like Trey Lance. Not that I know anything, but I actually would not bet against any of these guys in the first round. I know we're just assuming half are going to bust, but like JP said, it might be one of those years. I remember when we were coming up, it was like, the 83 draft or 84 draft class?
Joe Burrow draft was really good.
Yeah, I mean.
Herbert, Tua.
Yeah, but when we were growing up, it was Marino and Kelly and all those guys. Yeah. They were all stud. It just might be one of those, because I wouldn't bet against any of them. Now, I think Penix, it'll be a while.
And I know the Falcons are getting goofed on. They're just getting dragged on social media. There's the video of Arthur Blank talking with their GM. I think it's Jerry Fontenot.
You know, Terry Fontenot.
There's no audio of it. People are like,
does it look like they're beefing?
It just looks like Blank might be like, hey, what's going on with picking a quarterback?
He's like explaining to him.
Yeah.
So they just paid this guy $160 million, $90 million guaranteed.
They had to have discussed it.
I think Arthur Blank is not He's just he's scratching his head because he's like, I got to dole out a $20 million signing bonus or to this guy that's
not going to play.
Yeah. If we're successful.
Financially, it doesn't make sense because you're not helping yourself for this year. Because in the first round, you want to get a starter.
Right.
Look, I think they clearly are copying what Green Bay did. Clearly.
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're fortunate enough they can do that because right. you've got a legit veteran, really good quarterback
that, can sit behind with the quarterback, right. which is something teams just aren't willing to do for the most part.
And they're subscribing to the theory that the most important position is quarterback, and the second most important position is your backup quarterback.
It seems that way. They're in on that. They're in on that bit.
All the pundits though were scratching their heads. Because apparently their defense stinks.
That's fine. They can scratch their heads all they want. But if Kirk plays well for two or three seasons and then Penix is plug and play, ready to go when Kirk retires, I don't hate that plan. I like a good succession plan.
Especially Kenneth's had a lot of injuries.
But that's pretty high. You're paying a guy who's not going to play $23 million.
It's unconventional.
It's not that much, though, per year relative to the cap.
It's a pretty big contract. I mean, you're paying a quarterback's, what, $63 million?
And it'll only go higher. I'm looking at the cap hit for Kirk Cousins.
Well, not per
on Spot Track. The cap hit this year for Kirk is $25 million. His second season with Atlanta is $40 million. His third season is $57.5
million. Mm-hmm.
Well, my understanding is that there's a possibility.
Yeah,
like,
my understanding is they could get out of two.
But in terms of the cap, though, all of Penix's money, the majority of Penix's money comes through the signing bonus. I think it's like his cap hit's only like a $3 million cap.
Spread it out over the life of his deal. And then the
signing bonus doesn't go against the cap.
Right. I actually think it, from a salary standpoint, with the way they have these kids locked in the first few years, it's not a big deal.
I do think that
it's just weird because it's good fits for the guys. It's strange because and within the top 10, you expect like an electric
a starter,
10-year starter. At least that's what you're aiming for.
Yeah. Look, they're taking a chance. You scratch your head doing it. Some people like it. Some people don't.
Well, it's also horrible for Penix.
But yeah, because
he has no chance to play unless Kirk gets hurt.
Yeah, there's no pressure, though. I think he's in a great spot.
And Kirk wants to play.
You had the Raiders, you had the Broncos, you had the Vikings, and you had another team right there that were all looking at quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And yet now he has to sit behind dumb Kirk Cousins until he's 30.
Yeah. I don't know.
The age keeps going up and up. Yeah.
It adds probably length to his career because a lot of these guys, if they flame out after a year, I mean, you're never going to hear from, what is it? Is it Willis? What was the kid's name?
Malik Willis.
You're never going to hear from Malik Willis again. You know, there's some guys, they go out, they flame out early, and they're done.
Again, it's just
Trey Lance is done.
Backup quarterback for the most part. But that's what Penix is going to be probably for 2 years,
if
not longer.
He's going to have hype, and he's going to get a.
Now maybe you're right. Maybe, you know, Kirk does what he does. He has really good regular seasons, and then he flames out in the postseason, and they say, "I'm not paying $58 million in year three." Let's see what Penix can do.
And he's actually ready to play.
But what if that's not the case?
Well, then it's a botched number 8 overall draft pick, if that's the case.
Or what if they trade Kirk at some point for a third rounder or something just to get out of it and give Penix a shot.
But, again, you know, we talked about it. These teams are just desperate for quarterbacks. Obviously, Minnesota really needed a quarterback. Denver, desperate for quarterback. They're going to take Bo Nix. A lot of people thought Nix was going to go in the second round. He goes 12.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about Bo Nix.
Sean Payton has to – you know, he has to have a guy.
And apparently, Bo Nix, I guess they had him in for a private workout the day after his pro day.
Yeah.
And they gave him, like, a bunch of offensive plays the night before. They said, come in and do it on the whiteboard. He crushed it. They said, well, might have something here.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
a smart kid. To the practice field, crushed it there, and that clinched it for him. They're like, we're going to take Bo Nix at 12.
Yeah, he completed 77% of his passes this past season.
I just didn't watch a lot of
his passing numbers were crazy.
I know he's been around forever.
His passing numbers were probably better than Daniels.
And I know that he also reminds him of Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He also played a lot of college football. But who knows? Like you said before, maybe this is a year where the quarterbacks all work out, but based on history
at
least half
don't.
Of them won't.
But I think this could be an outlier year.
Believe Bo Nix is the same age as Zach Wilson, who they just acquired. And it seems like Zach Wilson's been in the NFL forever, and Bo Nix is the same age.
I don't have a problem with your starting quarterback being 24, and then maybe he doesn't play until he's 26. Who cares? 26
I don't care about
prime
that.
Of your life. He's gonna, you know, well, especially a kid that's had injuries.
We know Jaden Daniels won't be playing at 26.
I don't need my quarterback to be 21 years old.
Huh?
Like a quarterback doesn't have to be 21.
Yeah.
Or 22.
Yeah.
I actually like a little bit of seasoning.
Yeah.
But like you said, the first 14 were all offense, and then you started, but seven offensive tackles went.
That's why I think Washington didn't move up.
And Washington needs a tackle, but I don't know what the gap is between the seventh guy and the eighth guy.
Right.
I haven't seen like a best available list or you know, whatever. I don't know if there's a top tackle still left on the board. But
well, I know that Adam said that there's a lot of great players still left, and they're going to get a bunch of good ones.
Well, of course.
They're excited. So,
according to ESPN, the top tackles still left are Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame, Roger Rosengarten from Washington, Kingsley Suamataya from BYU. Those are your top three tackles that are still out on the board. And the Commanders have the fourth pick in the second round. So
yeah, it was a run on tackles.
Guys, they'll be there.
Yep. Quarterbacks and wide receivers.
Yep. A lot of that.
Well, then corners late. Kind of late.
Very late.
Yeah.
My guy that I picked is still available.
DeGene's still available.
Still out there.
I think he's number one on Kuiper's board.
That could be a pick for the Commanders if he's there.
Yep. The good news is they have openings everywhere. I mean, we need help everywhere.
Yeah.
So
what were the Bills doing? They need a receiver.
And they're just giving
it. And they bypassed and gave it to the Chiefs.
The team that we can't beat, the team that we can't solve, we'll let you pick the speediest wideout in the draft for Mahomes to throw it to.
Well, they clearly think that there are other receivers in the second round they can get.
Did you see the video? I think Barstool put it out from 4 or 5 years ago. I didn't remember it. I guess it was during the awful 2020 draft when when the Vikings were laughing when who was it ahead of them picked Jalen Reagor? Was it
the Eagles?
The Eagles picked Jalen
Reagor. Eagles were one pick ahead,
and they were laughing because that gave them Justin Jefferson. Because
they couldn't wait to turn the card in for Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson. They were laughing. Yeah.
The clip which makes me laugh the most, which they showed yesterday, was when the Vikings let the clock go and they didn't have the pick in.
How could you let that happen?
They missed a first round pick.
Didn't they do it in back to back years?
You know what? I'll be honest. That could happen.
I thought
to
they
me.
Did.
Back to back. In back to back drafts.
That could happen to me. Just
how
panic.
Could they botch? Like, I don't understand how could they botch that.
Those guys are so unprepared.
They're getting hammered in the war. Like
you couldn't be more unprepared.
That's the only way that you could. Explain it.
They're just completely unprepared.
Yeah, those guys going out instead of like scouting, they're just going out to lunch at noon and drinking 50 beers.
I mean, the quality wasn't good.
And they're saying, we'll handle the draft when it comes.
If you saw the clip, I mean, I saw it yesterday. It's not an HD. It's an old clip, and it has the clock countdown like 3, 2, 1, and they just didn't get the pick
in.
This
is very persnickety. I despise when they flash the team logo and it says the pick is in. And then you don't hear the pick for another 4 minutes or
until
5 minutes.
Until Goodell walks up.
It's very annoying.
Yeah.
That's a very small
because
nitpick.
They're trying to draw
it's
out.
It's a TV thing.
Peters even let the cat out of the bag. I only got 5 hours sleep. I can barely talk.
I heard Charlie Weiss talking about this yesterday. He said, you know, sometimes when the clock's on your mm-hmm. team, they're fielding calls.
Sure.
All right.
Of course.
Fielding calls.
That's expected.
But clearly the Bears knew that they were taking Caleb Williams for months.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pick him until, I don't know, 4 minutes left on the clock.
Peter said.
Yeah.
They told us to take your time.
That's exactly what that's my point.
Yeah.
So, and Charlie Weiss was saying, look, they'd like to draw it out.
Right.
They got have their video
fill.
Packages
that's
prepared.
That's why they had, listen, no offense, I have two beautiful daughters. They're both athletes and everything. But they had girls flag football players up there, and they were congratulating them on their football careers. Mm-hmm. And then they had them making picks.
Yeah.
And
they had
what are we doing
they had
here?
The wackadoo band playing in between picks. Yeah. And then Roger Goodell would walk out. They'd have to stop in mid-song.
Yeah.
There's a lot going
on. Now, tonight, you know, second and third rounds, you might do a little quicker. But for the first round, it's like, like they said, it's like the Super Bowl in April.
Yeah, the second round was about 5 minutes between picks.
Did you see what they announced the crowd at?
Like 300,000?
Massive.
I saw over 250. Did they
say
300?
I couldn't believe. I was just looking at that crowd and going, if you were smack dab in the middle of that human mass and you had to go to the bathroom,
pee your pants.
You can't go anywhere.
I mean, mm-hmm. it's going to take you 20 minutes
to get
work your way out of the crowd.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that. I mean, there's so many people.
I mean, it's just a massive outpouring.
And I don't know if this irks you guys. It kind of irks me when after the first they show the war rooms, mm-hmm. and after they make the pick, they're all high-fiving
that's
and
the bit.
Hugging each other.
Yeah,
I hate that.
No, what irked me was that we looked like we rented a table from the Holiday.
That was terrible.
I mean,
did you need to work on the war room?
And Adam, listen, Peters is a great guy. He seems
that
great.
Looked like such a minor league war room.
It looked like the worst ever.
Are
and then
nuts.
You saw later, you saw Jerry Jones's. Jerry Jones looked like it was from Star Trek.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? His was all you know, blinged out. And we literally looked like we did something at the Super 8. I mean, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was
conference
bad.
Room at Red Roof Inn.
Hopefully Josh Harris will take care of that in the future.
Well, Adam said they dressed it up, made it look awesome.
It wasn't awesome.
That building's like 50 years old.
And again,
you can only do so much.
Well, I tweeted that. And then, of course,
it's called renovations.
Of course, it means nothing. But then all of the Skins message boards people started attacking me.
All the insane HTTCers.
Like, guys, we're just having fun.
Right.
It's okay. We're just having fun. Obviously, it means nothing.
It's a very sensitive bunch.
They're so sensitive.
They're a big bunch of delicate hothouse flowers.
So sensitive.
They're very sensitive.
And then, of course, I didn't respond. But I'm like, guys, it means nothing. Relax.
It's okay.
We're having fun at their expense. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's called... Have a sense of humor.
It's okay to goof on a team that hasn't been good for 30 years. It's okay.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Par for the course.
And get used to it, because we're still going to keep doing it.
Man, it is what it is.
If they have a bunch of 12-win seasons, the goofing stops. Yeah. That's the way this thing works.
I'll still find a reason to goof on them.
800-636-1067 is the numbers. We're talking NFL draft. John Keim, ESPN.com, Washington Commanders Insider, joins us at 720.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!